larger package that has come out of a long planning process with lots of public comment for the Matsu, well, for the Sitten area plan, and the environmental lobby supports these two bills as part of that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any questions of Mr. Highland? Thank you very much. Next person who has signed up to testify is Mr. Ron Somerville. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
State your name and your organization.
Yes, my name is Ron Somerville. I'm the chairman, member of the committee, and I represent the Alaska Outdoor Council. I, too, won't take much of your time except to say I agree with the environmental lobby in this case. And we support the recreational plan submitted by the governor, and we support these proposals by Representative Larson to improve access. The groups that we're associated with, including Alaska Sportry Association, you know, a lot of the larger groups in the Anchorage area are concerned about access problems in South Central Alaska. I think you've been made well aware of that with the hearings on the Kenai River and other places in the last few years. And so I would just like to state we support both bills and do anything we can to come up with innovative methods, as Representative Larson said, if in fact the funding is not available, to try to help encourage a state to alleviate some of those problems there. And we don't want to interfere with private business, recognizing that it's all sponsored some of that, but I hope that we can work it out so it doesn't interfere with it.
Well, that was the question that, excuse me, sir, that was the question that had come to my mind in reference to Representative Maru's question. Do you have any comment on the relationship between the private recreation industry in that area and this particular plan by the state of implementing?
I'm not as familiar as two representatives are of that specific area. I lived in South Central for quite a while, so I'm not sure what the impact would be, but I guess like most people, I like to see the private industry as much as possible carry that way. There's less burden on the state for them. But if it can't be done, I think the state has an obvious role in this area to promote that. And I think the point too is if it does increase and improve the access, it also improves the revenue generated through the private industry in other areas like the guiding along those rivers or improved access with the improvement for the Valley residents.
Thank you very much, sir. Representative Gruenberg, I believe, has a question.
I've a little bit, and this isn't really directed at you, sir, maybe Representative Larson or somebody else, I don't know who can answer this. Since we don't have the main bill in front of us, but simply the appropriations bill, my question is a matter of timing, and again it goes back to Representative Furness's questions. Are there going to have to be any kind of environmental impact statements or